I'm going to... Too many Bibles up here. Okay, this is the right one. I'm going to just kind of recap what we talked about at the Great Escape, what Andrew talked about at the Great Escape. Does anyone remember what the theme of the weekend was?
It's on... Walking
in the light. Oh, yeah, good. Good job, Caleb. Walk in the light, okay? And does anyone remember, who has an idea of what does walking in the light mean? What does that look like? You guys all talked in your small groups, for those of you who are there, or for those of you who weren't there, what does it mean for you to walk in the light? Yeah, James.
Kind of to like walk with God more.
Yeah, yeah, huge part of it, right? I mean, we're going to read a verse here in a second, and it says God is light, right? So to walk in the light is to walk with God. Yeah, yeah, Luke. Yeah. Yeah. Don't put the light under a, you don't, when you light a lamp, you don't put the light bulb in our terms under a basket so that the light doesn't shine. Right. But you put the light there so that it does shine. It has a purpose. Yeah. Yeah. All true things. Something that we talked about this weekend was walking in the light means, what does light do? Light exposes things, right? Light actually shines so that what there can be seen. Right, so this weekend we talked about walking in the light actually means going to God and not hiding who we are, what we're struggling with, our sin, what we've done, what's happened to us. It means going to God in complete honesty and vulnerability and saying, "Here I am, God." That's walking in the light. So at least that's what we talked about this weekend. Let me read a few verses for you here from 1 John, okay, chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. This is the message we have heard from him, from Jesus, and proclaimed to you, that God is light, and in God there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with God while we walk in the darkness, we actually lie, and we do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as God is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If there's one thing that I want you to remember today is that Jesus desires to know all of you. Jesus does desire to know like every single one of you. But what I mean is that for each and every one of you, Jesus desires to know every single part of you, every single part of your life, every single part of your being. He doesn't just want the good parts or the perfect parts or the righteous parts, but Jesus desires to know and to walk alongside every part of you. And you know what? That's a difficult truth. A scary truth, kind of, that Jesus desires to walk along every part of us, because there are a lot of parts of us that I think we want to hide. I know there's things in my life and things that have been in my life that I want to hide. I don't want to talk about. You know, I'd much rather go and put those things in like a dark room somewhere and shut the door and lock it so that no one would ever see it, no one would ever know about it, no one would ever talk about it. Right? There's things that I'm so ashamed of or just stuff that I just want to just put away. And never deal with again, and never want to come to the light. I don't think, and you know, I don't think that this feeling is just exclusive to me, right? I think there are things in all of our lives that we're ashamed of, that cause us pain, that things that we've done that have hurt others, things that we've done that we're ashamed of, or things that have happened in our lives or have happened to us that we're ashamed of, that we just want it to be in the darkness. We don't want those things to come to light. We don't want light to shine on those things and expose them and for us to have to deal with them, right? We all deal with shame and fear and guilt of things in our lives. And a lot of times we want to hide those things. But in these verses, what does John say about what it looks like to have fellowship with God? What is the life of a Christian? What is actually the person? What is the life of the person who has fellowship with God? It's actually the one who walks in the light. All right, let me read these verses again. This is a message that we have heard from Jesus and proclaimed to you, that God is light, and in God there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with God, while we walk in darkness, while we're not in the light, while we walk in darkness, while we hide, we lie and we do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. What does a life look like of someone who has fellowship with God? It's someone who doesn't walk in darkness and hiding, but it's actually someone who walks confidently in their brokenness and in their sin and brings it to Jesus and brings it to God. Who isn't afraid, or maybe is afraid, but still at the same time of being afraid, goes to Jesus because we trust that Jesus is good. Because we trust that Jesus actually desires to know every part of us, and Jesus can handle it. And that's a hard truth. That's actually a really hard truth to believe. Because a lot of the time, if you've ever brought something that you're ashamed of or embarrassed about or that's painful or hurting, and you've brought it to someone else, a lot of times other people let us down, and that can hurt us and that can scar us. But Jesus actually gives us a promise in the midst of this challenge. Right? Jesus challenges us to go walk in the light. But then Jesus also gives us a promise. Okay? Before we get to this promise, though, I want to just say one thing. I think a lot of the time when we think about walking in the light, which has some truth to it, the Bible does speak about walking in the light as walking in righteousness, as walking with God in righteousness and in obedience. That is true. But I think a lot of times as Christians or as people who want fellowship with God, we think that we have to go to God and put on a face that has it all together. Pretend to be people who have it all together, who have all the answers, who obey perfectly, who've never done anything wrong. And I think that's why we hide those things. But what do we see here? That walking in the light and fellowship with God means bringing our whole selves to God. Bringing our whole selves, even the parts that are broken, that are sinful, that have been broken, that have been impacted by sin. That is what walking in the light means. It means walking honestly with God, God who is light. So to be a Christian, okay, or to have fellowship with God doesn't mean that we have to be perfect. That's not what fellowship with God means. It doesn't mean that if we want to have fellowship with the one who is perfect, we have to be perfect. But really, it just means to be an honest relationship with God, to go to God in honesty. I want to read one verse that Jesus says in Matthew 11, okay? So if we go to Jesus, how can we trust that Jesus is actually good and can handle our brokenness and sin and shame? How can we trust that? Listen to Jesus' words. This is what Jesus says in Matthew 11. Jesus says this, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. All of you who are weary and burdened. If you've ever felt weary and burdened, if you are weary and burdened, even in this moment because of sin, because of brokenness, because of shame, go to Jesus. Come to Jesus. And this is what Jesus says. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened. And what will Jesus give us? He says, I will give you rest. Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. So Jesus gives us this challenge, okay? This challenge to walk in the light. A super difficult thing, actually, because it means having to go and be exposed. And be exposed for all that we are and for all that we're not. But in the midst of this challenge, Jesus actually gives us a promise. And this is the promise that Jesus, that you can find rest in Jesus. In the midst of whatever is going on in your life, whatever you are ashamed of, whatever is hurting you, whatever you have done to hurt someone else or yourself, you can go to Jesus. And you can find rest in him. My brothers and I all have a Minecraft server together. And my younger brother, Isaiah, one of my younger brothers, he mined a bunch of diamonds. And if you know anything about Minecraft, diamonds are very rare in Minecraft, right? And these diamonds that Isaiah mined got stolen, okay? They got misplaced, stolen, all right? Huh? Don't know, all right? These diamonds got stolen, but... So I was talking to my other little brothers, and I was like, hey, does anyone know anything about this? I will give you 100 diamonds if you tell me. I gave him this like promise. I was like, I promise I'll give you 100 diamonds if you just tell me who took the diamonds. And he told me, okay? But there was kind of a twist in my promise. Okay, there's a twist in my promise. I was like, I was like, okay, there's going to be a payment plan. I'll give you one diamond every month from now on until we reach 100 diamonds. Okay, so it's going to be like years before he gets 100 diamonds. All right? He didn't know that, though, so he was pretty upset. Okay, there was like a twist in this promise I made him. Right? I made this promise to him, and it was a true promise. It was a true promise, but it was a little twisted. It was a little twisted, right? The thing about Jesus is Jesus doesn't twist his promises like I do. Or like we do a lot of times. Jesus doesn't twist his promises. There's not a catch in Jesus' promises. Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary and broken. Come to me, all of you, every person, in all parts of that person. Come to me, and I will give you rest. And there's no twist. There's no catch. So I'm going to pray, and then we're going to sing a few more songs. But as we sing those songs, think about what you might want to bring to Jesus. Even right now, what maybe have you been putting off bringing to Jesus? What maybe have you been hiding in the dark room and lock the door? What have you been hiding? Come to Jesus, and you will find rest in him. Let me pray. God, we thank you, Jesus, we thank you for this promise that you will give us rest because we need it. Because we need rest, because we are weary and burdened and broken and sinful, and we live in a world that is the same. So Jesus, would you actually fill us with this rest now? Spirit, would you fill us? Give us life. Show us more of you. Help us come to you in courage and boldness and honesty, that we might have fellowship with you, not because we're perfect or anything special, but really because we're broken and we're honest. And would you remind us again and again that you love us, that you love us. Amen.